This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. We know that a lot of kids in Michigan are doing school remotely right now, and some kids are just fine with it. But as we heard right before the break, there are plenty of families who feel perilously close to an edge at the moment. Michigan Radio's producer and editor Jen Guerra has been talking to parents through the opening weeks of the school year, and she's here with us. Hey, Jen.
Hello.
So if online school just isn't getting folks anywhere, what exactly are the options at this point?
Well, like pretty much everything with school right now, it depends on your scenario and it depends on the options that you have in front of you and really the options that are afforded to you. Something that came up time and again when I was interviewing people, what I really want to know is how single parents are doing it. That, I mean, almost to a T, everyone said that. So I wanted to talk to single parents to see how they are managing all the things at once. So one parent I talked to is, her name is MJ, and she has a fourth grader in a district that is doing, these are the options that this district is doing, in person 5 days a week, but it's a half day. So it starts early and ends by like 11:30, or online. Those are the two options. And this particular mother is an essential worker. She's a building maintenance person. And so she can't, you know, like fix a drinking fountain from her home. She has to be out of the home. She didn't really have a lot of options for her. She doesn't feel comfortable leaving her fourth grader at home by herself. And she wouldn't be able to pick her up for a half day of school. So I asked her, well, could you think about bringing a babysitter into your house to help watch your daughter? And here's what MJ said.
No, I can't afford that. You know, that's just going to be extra overtime that I'll have to work. But I mean, that's just something that you got to do. You don't want to, I don't want to lose everything I worked hard for. I worked hard for this. Like, honestly, what world are we in? You should never have to juggle or choose your child's education or your job.
The other thing for MJ in particular, she had been in low-income housing for a very long time and had this dream for herself and for her kid to own a home. So she actually bought a home in May. So again, when we're talking about options, she now does not have the option to not work. She needs to pay that mortgage. You know, she's making it work. She's sending her kid to different family members' houses each day of the week. But she's really not sure how long she'll be able to maintain that.
I do find myself wondering also about families in which there are two parents, both of whom work and both of whom really have to be outside the home. Did you run into anybody like that?
Yeah, definitely. Alita Martin, she and her husband, they both live in Detroit and they both work outside the home. He manages some group homes and Alita runs a Head Start center in the city. And so she actually had been home since March. She's got a 12th grader, a 7th grader, and a 3rd grader. This week was her first week back at work. And so she actually did some trial runs because she had to figure out, like, how am I going to leave my kids at home and do virtual schooling?
I would leave and just go somewhere for a few hours just to see where I'm seeing the most issues at. My youngest daughter really had the most issues this week, but I noticed by the end of the week and me reiterating to her that mommy has to go back to work and I really need you to get this together. By Friday, she seemed to have, I'm not going to say down pack, but she probably was about 50% better.
So we've been hearing the voices of a lot of moms. And I just want to mention again, there are plenty of dads out there who are right in the middle of this. But it certainly seems like a great deal of the work is falling onto women's shoulders.
Yeah, I would agree with that in terms of at least the people I talk to. One mother I spoke to, Melissa Clare, she and her husband actually, they have the same job. They work for Consumers Energy and they fix gas leaks. They've got 4 kids, 3 in high school, and then a little one. They've got a kindergartner. And they felt good about the high schoolers being able to do their own thing, but the kindergartner did need somebody at home. But Melissa and her husband both work during the day outside the home. So Melissa says she went into mommy mode and switched her schedule. She starts work now at 3:30 in the afternoon and goes till midnight, sometimes much later.
Last week, there were nights I was out till 3 o'clock in the morning. So I would come home and go right to bed. And then I was back up at 7 o'clock in the morning to wake Sloan up and start getting her ready for her day to begin. I don't feel like Sloan is doing well at all. I don't feel like she is focused. I don't feel like she's retaining information. I don't know if it's just her. I mean, the school district seems like the program they're offering is good, but it's not for my kid at all.
It kind of sounds, Jen, like Melissa's concerns aren't just academic, that she, like some other parents, are concerned about kids' social and emotional well-being.
Mm-hmm. And the social emotional component of remote school is a big one for many of the parents I talk to. So one mother I talked to, Caitlin Lynch, she is sort of working with the parents on her street. So it's a sort of a neighborhood pod. In Caitlin's case, her son has ADHD and Tourette's. So she said it can be quite challenging for him. And so if you're asking how does it work, I think it's still, at least in Caitlin's case, just too early to say how it's going to work.
I mean, I am 100% sure this is not the best thing for him. But under the circumstances, I think we can make it work. I don't know. Ask me again in a couple of weeks if this is sustainable. I don't know.
Jen, thank you so much for sharing what you heard from all these parents.
Thank you.
Michigan Radio senior producer Jen Guerra.